Well, good morning. It is 6:27 a.m. on Saturday, February 4th, 2023. 46 degrees. I feel like I should be wearing shorts. That's about 8 degrees Celsius above freezing. Yes. 78% humidity. As I commence a stroll along the glassy waters of the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. It is a lovely morning. It rained yesterday off and on. It's going to rain off and on today, but right now it's not. But the Willamette has this lovely mist to it, which you can't really see up close, but when you look down the river, you can see that haze kind of obscuring the lights. The lights take on that sort of halo effect. Absolutely lovely. So the emergency drought, the emergency water shutoff in my building yesterday was uneventful. As it turns out, so the bottom line, good Lord, there's pizza bits. There's slices of pizza strewn across the boardwalk here. And it's like a trail. That's so weird. Hello, Portland. The pizza trail. God. I love this town. The management company offered coffee and danishes in the lobby yesterday morning as sort of an apology for having to shut off the water in the entire building. They even shut off the water. I mean, the entire building had one shutoff valve. And Yamasushi is also in the building. They had to shut down too, because the water had to be turned off for them as well. And it was like, what kind of... So I talked to the building manager. Well, of course, I went down for coffee and danishes. Free coffee and danishes? Hell yeah. I'm not going to pass that up. But apparently, she'd been doing a tour of the building and had found this water stain in the roof, in the ceiling, and called a plumber. And sure enough, there was a leaky pipe up there. And, you know, there was a peril of it bursting, apparently. So they had to get it replaced, but it was on like the fourth floor or something. But there aren't individual floor shutoffs in this building. This building was built so that if you wanted to shut off the water to a floor, you had to shut off the water to the entire building, which was madness. We both kind of had a chuckle and a lamentation over the design choice of someone to have that bit of inefficiency. But that was what was going on, and apparently it went smoothly. As it turns out, I needn't have prepared nearly so much. I did fill the tub, as Muse suggested, and that allowed for the continued use of the toilet through the drought. But rather than solve crimes with finder seekers, Muse wanted to go get a facial. And it's like, you know, I've never had a facial. Let's go get a facial. So there's this cosmetic college. Is it Aveeno? Starts with an AV something. I forget the name. But she's gone there before. She's gone there for haircuts and stuff. And it's a beauty college, organic products beauty college. And they offer services like facials and so on at a dramatically discounted price for their students. So we went to their camp, we made arrangements, made appointments, and we got facials. I got a botanical resurfacing, which conjured images of, like, you know, brick and mortar. What do they call those things? The flat thing that you use to spread concrete. I figured one of those little things is going to be slathering that stuff on my face. It was very relaxing. It was very soothing. She was very nice. Madison was her name. It was very pleasant. And I walked out. My face was glowing and smooth and smelled good. It's like, oh my, this is quite nice. Not exactly something I intend to make a habit of, but, you know, it was $35 for, what was it? It was like almost 2 hours. No, hour and a half. Yeah, hour and a half. And you know, got some nice product and was very soothing. I think it dozed off once or twice. So I've had a fair one. Yet another experience that Muse has opened me up to. So yeah, if you have a beauty college anywhere in your vicinity, I highly recommend seeing if they have discounted services. Oh God. So this morning, as I was preparing, getting out and about, I hit the social medias. I just do a quick swipe, see if anything interesting happened in the night. And morning. And I got a notification that someone on Twitter followed me. And that's not uncommon. No, it is uncommon. It's very uncommon. It's not rare, but it isn't an everyday thing. What struck me was I didn't know this person. And furthermore, she was a journalist who writes for a magazine. Steelbridge. Tink. Oh, that was a good tink. Good tink. And I went to her Twitter profile and looked through her posts, and she's, you know, posting about articles that she's writing, and you know, she's not a nerd, at least not on social media. And it's like, you know, you get bots following you all the darn time. You know, usually porn bots saying, "I'm all alone. Talk to me." It's like, yeah, right. Delete. Block. But this was not one of them. This looks like a legit human being with a lengthy Twitter profile. So it's like, and I know it's Twitter, so, you know, whatever you post is available to anyone and everyone, and yeah, that's fine. But how did she find me? Why did she follow me? I don't know. You know, occasionally my buddy Al will retweet my morning walk tweets that I put out there. And he's got a fairly extensive followership, so it's entirely possible that through the ping, 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 the Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon nature of social media, that somehow one of my morning posts strayed across her feed, and somehow the particular verbiage used was compelling enough that she decided to follow me. It's it again, it gets me back to thinking about what this is and why this is. And I, you know, I will to my dying day deny that this is a podcast from my intent. But I also must concede that if I'm going to record something and put it out on the internet and then post social media links to said content, that it is indeed content and that it is indeed a podcast by the strictest of definitions. It's kind of interesting. You know, there are things you look, that's a donut. Yes, there's very little argument that look at that. It's round, it has a hole in it, it's sweet, it's baked, it has all the, that's a donut. Nobody's going to look at it and say, that's not a donut. Okay, some purists, some effete purists of the donut culture may argue that, no, I'm sorry, it's not from the donut region of France, otherwise it's just fried dough. But there are things that exist on the fringes of definition, like this that we're doing here. And when we encounter, when I encounter something that I don't know, that defies immediate definition, that's not a donut. Not a donut. Then you start working through, you know, I think subconsciously, but for someone like me, rabbit hole, conscious brain thing, or consciously, you figure out what it is and what it isn't. And the what it is isn't what is this thing, it's the list of qualities that this thing shares with things that are familiar to you, that you know what they are. So, morning.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, just marking the
line. Gotcha. So, and by defining those things that, those qualities with which the unknown thing shares with known things, you start defining what that thing is to you. But you also define what it isn't. You know, and that's kind of what I've been doing with this whole thing, is this isn't a podcast because it's not this, because I'm not doing this. There's like that negative space of definition. Knowing what something isn't is just as important as knowing what something is in terms of it occupying space in your brain. And that process of identification, of classification, I know it's the human instinct to put things into baskets and cubby holes and buckets so that we can, so we can know how to deal with them, so they can, slippery wood, holy crap. So we can either forget about them, so we don't have to allocate as many time slices to identification, and we can start working with exactly what the hell the thing is. But there's also that ability to, morning. There's a lot of people out on the river walk this morning. Where was I? Derailed. Anyway, it's that qualitative process of defining a thing so it can be useful to you, so it can be a contributing part. Yeah, there you go, an additive part of your world, rather than something that takes away from your world, that adds confusion or uncertainty. It's something that adds to the world. It defines this aspect of your life or your world or your job or your apartment or whatever. You know, that light switch that you don't know why it's there. You know, it's a light switch, it's supposed to turn something on, but nothing happens. Those things, I don't know, are those subtractive? Certainly curious, which I guess is not a bad thing either. So, I don't know. That process fascinates me. Obviously, since I spend so much damn time on these walks talking about it. So, anyway, let's see. This weekend, not a lot going on. Although, secret roller disco tonight. Yee-hee! So, that'll be fun. That's going to be at Marshall's again. Inside, so on that nice surface, so I'll be making that scene, breaking out the roller skates, hitting the rink, as it were. So there's that, and I just well passed under the Broadway Bridge, so I should bring this to a close. It's Saturday. It is the weekend. It is a couple of days of unknown, unscheduled. Or unconventional opportunities that defy the 9 to 5 of Monday through Friday, the weekend. The weekend is an open source. It's an open grab bag of possibility. So I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you find lots of not donuts in your world. I hope, I just hope you have a really pleasant, invigorating, inspiring weekend. And not, you know, it doesn't have to be grand, life-changing inspiration. It could just be something that captures your imagination enough to motivate you to apply effort and thought and action to the thing. Because that's kind of fun. That's kind of like creation, which is kind of like what Brother Zig is telling us, that despite everything, we create, we get inspired, and we deviate from our normal routine. Well, sometimes, or sometimes we are inspired to continue a routine, thinking of my writer chums who sit down every morning, James, I'm looking at you, to craft a few words. To be inspired to create? Hell yeah. But you don't have to be an author or a painter or whatever to create. That's not required. Anyway, I will tell you that if you're going to love, love fearlessly. Savor, drink in, enjoy, delight in whatever it is that you love. And that just makes it that much sweeter. So, I won't talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday, taking the day off, as per usual. But I'll talk to you again Monday. And until then, you guys take care of yourselves. And I will talk to you soon.